Well, so here we are in the middle of the 2016 Summer Olympics. They began, of course, with the lighting of the Olympic flame by young 14-year-old Jorge Gomez, who rose from homeless poverty to what he now calls a beautiful life. You know, I think it's kind of strange, though, that we call these Olympic Games, because a game suggests amusement and diversion. Well, that certainly is true for spectators of the games. It's amusement and diversion, but not so for the participants, because these games involve for them arduous physical training and discipline. And Olympic athletes endure all that training for the sake of the potential triumph, the joy of winning the medal. They have to keep their eyes fixed on their goal, worthy to them of the sacrifices which they will have to make. And so today, in the midst of the Summer Olympics, we come here to this place to fix our eyes on our Olympic champion, Jesus Christ. With blood and sweat and pain, as our second reading tells us, Jesus endured the cross for the sake of the joy which lay before him. And that is the cross that Jesus invites those who will be on his team to take up and to follow him with. Now, we just heard Jesus speak to us in the gospel. He says that he has come to set fire on the earth. And Jesus lit his Olympic flame with his Holy Spirit on Pentecost, and the church was born. And Jesus wants that fire blaze. But if we're going to be part of his team, we've got some training to do, some conditioning to do. Now, Olympic athletes train their bodies to be lean and strong so they can swim and run and compete. They eliminate from their lives all the bad habits which can be obstacles to their desired achievement. And so likewise, our second reading tells us today that as members of Jesus' team, we should throw off everything that weighs us down and the sin that clings so closely. And with perseverance, as the scripture goes on to say, we have to keep running in the race that lies before us. Yes, Jesus, our mighty champion, has come to bring fire that he wants to blaze. Now, how many of you watch the beginning ceremonies of the Summer Olympics? Anyone? Okay. How many of you have ever watched the beginning ceremonies of the Olympics? Okay. Now, don't you find it kind of thrilling to see that athlete running with a torch to light the Olympic flame? Do you? I mean, isn't it just like a little bit inspiring? Well, Jesus hands to us on his team his torch to run with and to carry to inspire our weary world. But we have to be disciplined, lean, and strong to carry the torch of justice and compassion and prayer and love and forgiveness, all those require that we be disciplined, lean, and strong. But we also realize that we cannot do it on our own. We need a coach. We need Jesus Christ to give us strength. And we've got to be part of a team, His church. And so if we're ready for the race today, to get that spirit energy of this holy food and drink, which is His very own body and blood. Amen.
Amen.